garlic salt and things like that.
If there was like a bowl of apples on the table and a little child wanted one of them, he might say, well, give me
the red one.
or if he just wanted a, if he didn't want any particular one, he might just say, well, give me
one.
Give me an apple.
An apple usually. Or give me that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a person that didn't have much money, you'd say that person was really
needy.
And another way of saying that, you might just say he's a, instead of a needy man, you might say he's a poor man.
I guess poor would be the word that you say.
Mm-hmm. If you had a lot of fruit trees, you'd say you had
an orchard.
Now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat is called
seed.
And then inside of a peach, the part you don't eat is
seed. In that.
Now, the kind of peach that
opens up,
open stone, and then the other kind
is cling.
And what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
Core.
Now, if you were to cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you'd say you were making
dried fruit. Oh, I have some dried fruit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some of that.
Oh.
I'm going to give you enough for you, miss. And your mother's, how many's in your family?
Just three. Father's dead, my mother and my brother and I.
And the man, does he, him and his wife, and does he have children?
Yeah, he has two children.
I forgot his name, or was when he wrote me
Lee.
Christmas cards, he'd have his name and then the man that interviewed. The man that we had so much fun interviewing, or something that way. I can't remember his name. I'll try to send him some and give you another. It's in your room.
Oh, it is? Oh, well, good. Well, he'd be really pleased, I'm sure. We'll try to remember that.
I think that'd be interesting to carry back.
Oh, I do too. That'd be a good souvenir to carry back.
I thought about cooking some for supper. I mean, while we were sitting here talking, I thought now I'd give you some, and then I forgot it. But anyway, I'll give you instructions for cooking.
Oh, that'd be good. I'd like that. Now, what would you call the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground?
Peanuts.
Do they have any other names for them?
Let's see. Now, there is. There's another nut besides a peanut that we pull up out of the ground. I can't think of what it is.
Did you ever hear anybody call a peanut a goober?
That's right. Goober peas.
Goober peas.
Goober peas. That's the name.
Now, do they have... around here, what kind of nuts do they have on the trees around here? Do they have any trees that bear nuts around here?
Walnut,
mm-hmm.
A hickory nut, hazelnuts, and beech nuts.
They don't have any...
We don't have pecans.
Don't have any at all.
It's a little too cold here.
Oh, too cold. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, now, on a walnut,